Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Person with Exceptional Patience. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I'll guide you through answering questions about describing a patient person, a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This comprehensive guide will help you tackle this subject confidently and score high marks. Understanding the topic, describing a patient person. Patience is a highly valued trait in many cultures and situations. In IELTS speaking, you may be asked to describe someone who exhibits exceptional patience. This topic allows you to showcase your vocabulary, fluency, and ability to provide detailed descriptions. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner might ask general questions about patience. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you consider yourself a patient person? Band 6-7. Answer. I'd say I'm fairly patient in most situations. I try not to get frustrated easily, but sometimes it can be challenging, especially when I'm in a hurry. Band 8-9 answer. I'd like to think I'm generally quite patient. I've learned over the years that maintaining composure in challenging situations often leads to better outcomes. However, I must admit that in high-pressure scenarios, my patience can be put to the test. In what situations do people need to be patient? Band 6-7, answer. People need to be patient in many situations, like waiting in long queues, dealing with difficult customers at work, or when teaching children. Band 8-9, answer. Patience is a virtue that's essential in numerous aspects of life. It's particularly crucial when navigating complex interpersonal relationships, managing long-term projects, or dealing with bureaucratic processes. Additionally, careers in education or healthcare often demand exceptional levels of patience. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a patient person. Describe a person you know who has a lot of patience. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what situations show their patience, and explain why you think this person is patient. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my grandmother, Sarah, who is the epitome of patience in my family. I've known her all my life, of course, but it's in recent years that I've truly come to appreciate her remarkable capacity for patience. My grandmother has been a primary caregiver for my grandfather, who suffers from Alzheimer's disease. The way she handles this challenging situation is nothing short of inspirational. Day in and day out, she patiently answers the same questions, gently reminds him of daily routines, and never shows frustration when he forgets important details. One incident that stands out in my mind occurred last summer. We were all gathered for a family barbecue, and my grandfather was having a particularly difficult day. He kept forgetting where he was and became agitated. My grandmother calmly sat with him for over an hour, holding his hand and softly reminiscing about their younger days. Her soothing presence eventually helped him relax, and he was able to enjoy the rest of the gathering. I believe my grandmother's patience stems from her deep-rooted love for our family and her unwavering commitment to my grandfather. She often says that patience is not about waiting, but about how you behave while you're waiting. Her life experiences have taught her the value of remaining calm in the face of adversity. Moreover, I think her patience is a reflection of her inner strength and emotional maturity. She understands that losing her temper or showing frustration won't improve the situation, so she chooses to respond with kindness and understanding instead. In conclusion, my grandmother's patience is not just a personality trait, but a conscious choice she makes every day. Her example has taught me the power of patience in fostering harmonious relationships and maintaining one's peace of mind in challenging circumstances. Follow-up questions. Q. How has your grandmother's patience influenced you? Answer. My grandmother's patience has profoundly influenced my approach to life's challenges. I've learned to take a step back in frustrating situations and consider the bigger picture. Her example has taught me that patience often leads to more constructive outcomes and healthier relationships. I find myself applying her patient approach in my professional life, particularly when dealing with difficult colleagues or complex projects that require a long-term perspective. Q. Do you think patience is becoming less common in modern society? Answer. There's certainly an argument to be made that patience is becoming a rare commodity in our fast-paced, instant gratification society. The prevalence of technology that provides immediate results may be eroding our collective patience. However, I believe there's also a growing recognition of the value of patience, particularly in areas like personal development, education, and sustainable living. This awareness might be sparking a counter-movement that emphasizes the importance of patience and perseverance in achieving meaningful goals. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Q. How can patience be cultivated in children? Band 6-7. Answer. I think parents and teachers can help children develop patience by setting a good example and creating activities that require waiting. Games that involve taking turns or long-term projects can be useful. It's also important to praise children when they show patience. Band 8-9. Answer. Cultivating patience in children is a multifaceted process that requires consistent effort and a holistic approach. Firstly, adults must model patient behavior in their own lives, as children often emulate what they observe. Secondly, introducing activities that inherently require patience, such as gardening or learning a musical instrument, can be incredibly effective. These pursuits teach children the value of delayed gratification and the satisfaction of long-term achievements. Moreover, it's crucial to create an environment that allows for natural experiences of waiting. This could involve resisting the urge to immediately satisfy every request, thereby helping children develop coping mechanisms for delay. Additionally, mindfulness exercises and simple meditation techniques can be introduced even to young children, helping them develop greater emotional regulation and patience. Lastly, it's essential to acknowledge and reinforce instances when children demonstrate patience. This positive reinforcement helps solidify the behavior and encourages its repetition. By implementing these strategies consistently, we can help foster a generation that values and practices patience in an increasingly fast-paced world. In what ways can lack of patience be detrimental in the workplace? Band 6-7 answer. Lack of patience in the workplace can cause many problems. It can lead to conflicts between colleagues, mistakes in work due to rushing, and poor customer service. Impatient people might also give up on difficult tasks too quickly. Band 8-9 answer. A lack of patience in the professional sphere can have far-reaching and detrimental consequences. Firstly, it can significantly impair interpersonal relationships within teams. Impatient individuals may inadvertently alienate colleagues by rushing them or failing to listen attentively, which can lead to a breakdown in communication and collaboration. Moreover, impatience often results in hasty decision-making. When employees or managers lack the patience to thoroughly analyze situations or gather all necessary information, it can lead to ill-informed choices that may have long-term negative impacts on the organization. In client-facing roles, a lack of patience can be particularly damaging. It may manifest as poor customer service, with representatives rushing through interactions or failing to fully address client concerns. This can result in customer dissatisfaction and potential loss of business. Furthermore, impatience can stifle innovation and creativity. Many groundbreaking ideas require time to develop and refine. An impatient work culture may prematurely dismiss promising concepts before they have the chance to evolve into valuable innovations. Lastly, a lack of patience often correlates with higher stress levels and decreased job satisfaction. This can lead to increased employee turnover, as impatient individuals may frequently change jobs in search of quick advancement or instant gratification. In essence, patience in the workplace is not just a virtue, but a critical component of professional success and organizational health. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Epitome of patience. Pitome. The perfect example of patience. Example, Mother Teresa was often described as the epitome of patience in her work with the poor. To put to the test, to challenge or try severely. Example, my patience was put to the test when my flight was delayed for the third time. Deep-rooted, rooted, firmly established. Example, her deep-rooted commitment to social justice inspired many. Unwavering, wavering, not changing or becoming weaker. Example, despite the challenges, she showed unwavering dedication to her studies. To foster, to encourage or promote the development of something. Example, good leaders foster an environment of trust and open communication. Multifaceted, multitid, having many different aspects or features. Example, patience is a multifaceted skill that involves emotional control, perspective taking, and resilience. Examiner's advice: to score high in the IELTS speaking test when describing a patient person, use a variety of descriptive vocabulary and idiomatic expressions. Provide specific examples to illustrate the person's patience. Discuss the impact of the person's patience on others and themselves. Reflect on the importance of patience in different contexts. Practice speaking about this topic fluently and coherently. Remember, the key to success is not just in knowing the vocabulary, but in using it naturally and appropriately within your responses. Regular practice with these concepts will help you become more confident and articulate in your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guide on describing a person who has a lot of energy. You might also find it helpful to learn about describing a person who has helped you through a tough time, as these topics often require similar descriptive skills.